Welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And we're back, baby!
Yay!
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Scream Vi?
Discussion off air about what to call the movie, which is called Scream 6.
Yeah, but it says Vi, V-I. V-I,
dude.
What could that possibly be? Or is it a lowercase L?
Yeah.
Stuff like that? Cool.
Scream VL. Turbo.
Yeah.
Whoa. So, we're back. We're on break, we predicted this would happen, but there was a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, a lot of movies don't stop because we stop, is what we learned.
In fact, over the holiday season, it's almost like they ramp up because more people are watching the movies.
That's crazy. Crazy to learn. Crazy to hear, yeah.
And I guess at this point, you're like, it's funny that you were like, oh, yeah, there's a new Ant-Man trailer. There's, like, Avatar new. Yeah.
News about Barbie.
Scream 6.
Yeah.
It's good to have the boys back.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear about. Mm. Now, Dusha, explain Scream to me.
So
I don't get it.
Was it a baseless speculation episode where this came up?
I don't know.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jackson, just to catch everyone up, made the bold claim that he hasn't watched the Scream films because he doesn't know the order to watch them.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to watch Scream.
And if you're unfamiliar with Scream, this is the titles of the film.
Yeah.
Scream.
Uh-huh. I've seen that one. That's when Scooby is the killer.
And Billy Loomis, and we'll get to him. There's two.
Scooby is the killer.
Scooby's owner.
Yeah.
The other one.
Scooby's dad.
Man, Scooby. Yeah, him.
Would you do it for a man, Scooby snack?
Stu, that's his name in Scream.
Okay.
Scream?
Yeah.
Stu and Billy are the murderers.
Yeah, because Sydney won't put out or something.
Sort of.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, I think, like, what? No, actually, that's not the motivation. There's a joke at the start where he's like, you gotta stop living that PG-13 lifestyle.
Yeah.
But the movie follows the horror tropes, so Sydney not putting out means...
Yeah, I thought, what, wasn't one of them the boyfriend? He's like, I just wanted to get my dick wet, and then he gets all, like, stab happy.
No.
What movie did you watch?
Maybe I watched the scary movie.
There's also a chance you watched, like, just a regular horror movie, because that just sounds like the plot of a horror movie.
But it does also sound like it could be the plot of a scary movie. Yeah. That could be Scary Movie 1 or 2.
Scary Movie, Dewey's name is Doofus in it.
Yeah, he keeps and fingering his own butthole.
Yeah, that's right.
He is the murderer.
Yeah.
But that's not what happens in the first.
Okay.
Do you remember in Scary Movie 3 on the poster, I think it was Scary Movie 3, there was a King Kong. Like, there's a guy dressed up like King Kong, because the poster was, like, all of the characters in the movie in the cinema, like, watching the movie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And one of them was King Kong, but he wasn't in the movie.
Mm.
I remember that and being furious when I watched Scary Movie 3.
Because you wanted to see an ape on screen. I get it.
Well, I was like, you're promising me an ape with the poster, and then I didn't get an ape in the movie. Where's so I was justifiably upset.
No, I'm there. I'm with you.
Need to get to the...
Why was they the murderers? Something about the mother? Or was that
Why
Scream
was
2?
They the murderers? I just love that, like, we were like, before we started this episode, I was like, Dusha, you're going to need to remember all the screams, because I'm going to be asking you what the screams are about. But we should have brought up Scary Movie 2, because clearly you needed to know what all the scary movies were about. Mm. I can tell you what Scary Movie 3 was about.
I thought with the aliens and...
Leslie Nielsen. Yeah.
This is out of his finger, which is also on the poster.
Yeah.
So, no, it's got nothing to do with Billy and Sydney.
Oh, okay. I reckon the scary movie you're thinking about.
Because the scene you're talking about is in Scream. It's just at the start. He's just being a shitty boyfriend.
Yeah. I thought it was at the end when he's revealed that he's also a second killer and he's like, nah, in all impotent rage.
No, because he keeps his cool most of the time because he's like the straight one out of the two of them.
Because
Stu's like, Scooby-Doo's dad.
Man, Scooby, I know the guy.
Man, Scooby-Doo. And I'm killing because of that.
Yeah. So, Billy and Stu.
See, this is why I need to know Scream, you know? It is confusing.
Like, it doesn't, because this part doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. All it's right. just, and but it's not confusing.
We want to know.
There's just a twist ending where it's like, who's the killer? And then they reveal who the killer is.
Scooby-Doo's
and you're like,
dad.
I need to know the motivations. And then there's usually, and when we get to Scream 3, the motivations start getting very convoluted.
Okay.
But this is like, Sydney's mom has an affair with Billy's dad.
Okay.
Okay.
So Billy kills Sydney's mom.
Yeah.
And then he's going to kill Sydney, but then he's going to does all of this to pretty much be like, look at me. I'm a poor innocent boy.
Oh, okay.
And he goes on a different, like a murder spree of other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
Look, I get it.
Like, I understand. My memory of Scream is hazy. I've said it once. You know, I've said it before. I'll keep saying it again. I have replaced.
Yeah, that's true.
The guy that was in Son of the Mask or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've replaced him with Seth Green.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
That's Jamie Kennedy has become Seth Green in your mind.
It shocks me when I saw a still from Scream and it was not Seth Green.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Don't worry about Scream 1. It's clearly too confusing for us. Scream 2.
Scream 2, that's when Hollywood is involved and sex parties.
That's Scream 3. And there's no why are you?
There was a sex party. Or references to a sex party.
Not
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Scream 2.
The worshipping of Moloch. Okay.
It wasn't like Sydney's mom involved in some Hollywood bullshit.
Yeah, she might be an adult film star. Maybe she's an actress. She sleeps with someone. And then Sydney has a half brother, and he's the murderer.
And then there was like hints to like some weird in fucked up Hollywood sex parties.
In the second one,
Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, maybe not. It was just like
again, this would have probably just been an offhand comment. It would have been like, "Your mom's a slur."
Yeah.
She fucked my dad at a party.
Hollywood sex cocaine party.
No, they would not have said Hollywood sex cocaine party.
I reckon they might have. Or at least it was
for some reason.
You can read between the lines.
Like what?
Hang on, how old was I when this came out? Was I a teenager and how horny was I?
Yeah,
what was I paying attention to?
It's kind of like with the first two scary movies, I only remember the scenes where somebody comes just a ridiculous amount.
When the person gets stuck to the ceiling.
Those are the only really... But by Scary Movie 3, clearly my horniness had died, sort of leveled a bit, and I remember more of the movie.
You didn't remember the scene where Charlie Sheen's wife is pinned against the tree and she's cut in half, and Charlie Sheen keeps being like, can I see her pussy?
Just one more time.
Charlie,
I do remember a dick going into an ear in Scary Movie 1.
I remember in one of the scary movies, Charlie Sheen does too much Viagra and falls on his penis.
That's good stuff. We're at Scream 2, and we've got to get to Scream 6 before this episode can start.
Okay.
Scream 2. Is there any Hollywood sex parties? No.
Okay, rats. Never mind.
Scream 2 about this.
Scream 2 is basically, I think it's set 1 year after because it comes out a year after.
Okay.
Halloween? Is it Halloween?
I mean, probably.
I'm just wondering.
I don't think so, actually, but.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to see if Halloween was a theme in this one.
Billy's mom is one of the killers for revenge for what Sydney did to Billy.
Okay, sure.
Which was nothing. Billy was just deranged.
All right, great.
That was relatively harmless.
So Billy's mom,
Billy's mom.
Okay. Yeah.
And there is a second killer.
So Billy's mom is like, Sydney's mom ruined my family, but my beautiful boy killed her. And
now I'm seeking revenge.
Killed him, so I kill you.
Yeah.
And all your little friends as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Great. Right, sure.
And also, the second killer is. I feel like it
seems
is.
To be always two.
Yeah. Who's the second killer? Joel Dusha?
His name's Mickey, but what is the actor?
Who's Mickey?
Great question. Trying to find that out.
The Billy's mom's lover?
Yeah, it could be.
No, it's like.
Nice try.
Hang on.
Oh, Scream's not confusing.
It's not! This is just movies! You're struggling to understand the concept of watching a movie that you watch fucking Columbo.
Yeah.
Like, at the end, you're
and
like,
he
oh,
explains
that was.
What happened.
He tells me what went down.
So does Scream! You're not watching the movie, you're just throwing random questions at
you know
me.
What, you know what franchise does this well? Saw over a beautiful montage with beautiful music that's never once convoluted.
Yeah. Why can't the Scream movies be more like the Saw movies, which I also haven't seen?
Okay, anyway, so who's Mickey Rooney or whatever?
Yeah, I thought so. It's Timothy Oliphant.
Oh! So you're going to say Tim the Toolman Taylor? I got real excited.
Okay.
Okay, and what's Timothy Oliphant doing?
Yeah, why is he joining in on the murdering?
Yeah.
He...
Son of Hollywood Sex Pump.
Yeah. No, there's no... That's the third one.
We got so many screams to go.
His intentions are he basically just wants to do it. He's doing it for fame.
Okay, great. Sure. Right,
and because he's like, I'm going to get caught and I'm going to blame the violence I'm doing in real life on the violence of movies. So it's like, because it's screaming meta commentary.
Yeah. All right.
Like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Great.
So that's Scream 2. Scream 3, and this is the dangerous one, because if it says...
Hollywood sex cocaine party!
But this one changed a lot, because it comes out after the Columbine high school
shooting. I see. Sure.
Like, teens shouldn't be violent.
Yeah.
Was this the one where they're making the movie of Scream in Scream, or is that a different Scream?
They're making...
They call it Stab?
It's Stab. So this Scream...
How do I know that?
What?
How do I know that?
It's impressive, dude.
You must have seen them.
I've never seen Scream.
Oh, it's also in the trailer for 6 that we just watched.
Was it?
Yeah, it's mentioned offhandedly at the very start.
Oh, well, I believe you. I don't recall it.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, also, me and you did a Scream 5 episode.
Oh, we've done a Scream-based speculation.
And Stab is a big part of Scream 5.
All right, fabulous. So that's why you've held on to it. That's why I know it. Okay, that was scary for a moment. All right.
So Scream 3 is they're making Stab 3, and the actors in Stab 3 are starting to die IRL.
Oh, I see. No. Not in meat space.
In meat space. So yeah, it's set away from the town, away from the school and stuff like that. It's a Hollywood set, and the movie is very deranged, and I would say got too excited with the fact that it knows it's gonna have a plot, like a twist ending to reveal who the murderer is. So every single character of the film acts like they could be the murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Too many suspects.
Yep, fair enough. Who is the murderer in the end?
The murderer is also Jay and Silent Bob are in Scream 3.
Mm-hmm. As Jay and Silent Bob?
Yes.
Whoa. It's in the Askew universe.
Yeah, it's part of the Askew universe. That's pretty crazy. More rats happening in the same city.
That's crazy.
Probably the mall they went to.
Yeah, they went to the Mall Rats Mall.
Wow. Go to that Quick Stop.
Yeah, damn. Yeah.
Get some of that milk or whatever.
Dharma was happening, maybe.
Dharma.
Do you mean Dogma?
Yeah. No. Dharma and Greg.
It's crazy that Dharma and Greg's made by the 2.5 Men.
They turned up in 2.5 Men once.
Yeah,
they were selling the house and Dharma and Greg came, but they were pissed off at each other. And I think their relationship was doing super well.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's sad for Dharma and Greg.
There was a season they focused on. There was like a major car crash.
Oh.
And like Dharma was like very severely injured.
Oh my
God. And then
God.
They just had this whole season on that.
Yeah, that's crazy. When do you reckon prior to this episode of Basic Speculation was the last time you thought about Dharma and Greg?
I think like a couple of days ago when I was watching a clip from that 90s show.
For
some reason that just triggered my mind to be like, Dharma and Greg.
Dharma and Greg. I think it would have been when I
apparently
watched.
Apparently that 90s show's good.
That's crazy because it didn't look good in the trailer.
But the clips are kind of funny. Like, I'm laughing.
Well.
I was never that 70s guy. Guy though,
yeah,
that's fair.
And is it Jenna Elfman? Is that the actress of?
I don't know.
She been in anything recently? Maybe when I saw an ad for Criminal Minds, and I was like, "Hey, Greg
from Dharma and Greg."
Wow. Yeah.
So, let us know, listeners, when you last thought about Dharma and Greg.
And are you glad we're back to like up to date Hot Topic episodes?
Yeah.
I'm referencing things that are out. I called That 70s Show That 70s Guy.
Yeah.
Not the 2023, baby. It's our year.
So Roman is
clever.
Roman is the killer in Scream 3 who is Sydney's half brother.
Okay.
But so he tried to reconnect with Sydney's mom, and this is dark. But he's a product of, like, abuse in Hollywood.
Oh, I see.
So, not Hollywood sex party. A bad thing happened.
Yeah, okay.
Mom's like,
I don't want. Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, product of bad times. Mm-hmm. He starts stalking her, like Sydney's mom and his mom. He films Sydney's mom having the affair with Billy Loomis's dad, so it's all connected. Because Roman is the reason all of the screams started, basically.
I see. All right.
It was all long revenge. Does it hold up? No. But they tried.
That's okay. This is what we need to know going into Scream 4.
Yeah, so none of that seems relevant at all to Scream 6, but we're about to hit the two films that are referenced directly in this trailer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we've also now cleared the part of the movie's Joel Zammett scene. So I've seen
four.
You've seen four.
Damn.
Do you remember anything that happened in four?
I'm reading some recaps from Scream 3, and I want to know if, like, I'm not reckoning there might have been some Hollywood sex, but I'm still not convinced.
I just anyway. Told you I the part you're remembering.
Anyway.
I'm being gaslit into remembering Scream wrong. Because they're not, the Scream movies aren't really horny at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, sexless, but
they're not, like,
I don't think there's nipple in any of them.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Anyway.
Scream 4, let's go. Mm-hmm.
Scream 4, 10 years after the events of the first Scream.
Okay.
Everyone's adults. Basically, long story short, on the 10-year anniversary.
Scream does Scream again.
15-year anniversary, Scream does Scream again. Turns out to be Jill's, not Jill.
Who's
that's the
Jill?
Character's name. Turns out to be Sydney's niece.
Is there Jill. A character name? Oh, okay, Jill did it.
Sydney's teenage cousin. Jill. Did it for fame because everyone's like, poor Jill.
Oh, okay.
You're the cousin of Sydney. Sydney's so cool because she did all this cool stuff. Everyone loathsome Jill.
Yeah, okay. Sydney. Sort of Marsha, Brady Bunch the movie style situation.
Marsha.
You said that you like the Minions. Marsha.
You are loved Kevin, in this Kevin, town.
Kevin. Oh, if there's ever like a revamp of the Brady Bunch, Chuck the Minions in there. Perfect.
That opening square, but it's just all very similar looking Minions.
And they're all screaming.
Oh, come on. They was... You're telling me that...
Here's a story of a bunch of Minions.
You're telling me that there would not be a whole, like, episode where Bobby loves Minions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, you're having the Brady Bunch still in there.
Yeah.
Hollywood, you got our number. Give us a call. We got so many good ideas like this one.
Exactly.
Here's more Sydney. Minions. And some more Minions.
Sydney and Bobby, they're the two youngest ones, yeah?
Maybe. I know Bob is a Minion. But he's not Bobby.
Yeah, no, Bobby is the youngest Brady Bunch. I mean, yeah, they could.
He'd love the Minions.
He would love the Minions.
Did Brady Bunch start the stepsister porn?
I see me and Jackson have infected you.
We finally rubbed off on you.
I think I'm right.
Well, you fell off your ivory tower, Joel Dushan, down into the muck with us.
Because...
It is in one of the Brady Bunch movies. I remember this so clearly.
Me too.
Where the Brady Bunch are like, for some reason, because
there's something that happens where it's like, oh, maybe we actually haven't gotten married, like officially, legally,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And they're so actually,
we're not brother and sister. And they are like sharing a room, and they've got like a screen between them, and they start getting undressed behind the screen, and they are like, oh my God, hubba, my brother and my sister are very attractive. So maybe they did start the sister porn.
I'm still on my ivory tower because I'm right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Sure.
So, Jill dies at the end of Scream 4, which is a tradition of the Scream villains to eat shit. Well, sure. They say they're planned, then they die. It happens in almost all of them.
Indeed. Is there a second a Screamer?
Yes. It's Rory Culkin.
Oh.
Charlie, who is best friends with Jill's boyfriend.
I see.
But he is also basically... the reboot of Stu. Mm-hmm. He's like a weird... Oh, he's like Stu and...
Billy combined?
No, he's like Stu and...
Seth Green, but actually Jamie Kennedy
combined?
Randy.
Oh,
I see.
Because he's like the movie buff, but he's also a little bit like... Bleh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, so Jill dies, but Jill's best friend, who also gets stabbed by Jill but survives, is Hayden Panettiere.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby.
Ah.
Yeah, but not the...
Not the one from games.
Yeah. So she's in the trailer. She's in Scream 6. Funny story about this, which is very baseless speculation.
Yeah.
Apparently they wanted to bring her back for Scream 5, but Hayden Panettiere doesn't have a PR team, so they just couldn't find her.
Where is she?
Yeah, literally, they were just like, yeah, we didn't know where she was. We couldn't ask her because we couldn't find her.
That rules. I loved it. Well, great. Good job.
You kind of assumed that Hollywood, with the like resources of Hollywood, you could track down anyone, but clearly...
And no. Hayden Panettiere is like, she's pretty famous.
Yeah, absolutely. She's not like she's like a no-name actor. Like, but Hollywood's is like, where's your girl?
Is she just coasting off like heroes' money and it just like has a phone and then just off?
Yeah. Or she's like really low-tech, just like no mobile phone, just a landline. Yeah. Like, what?
Well, she hadn't been in a movie since 2016.
Bill Murray bullshit, where it's like your gear's got no age and you got to call his number and leave a message on his answering machine and he might get back to you or something.
She's only made one movie that's not... Well, yeah, so... She's got a cameo in Scream 5, but the cameo is a photo.
Because
where is she?
Where'd she go?
So, yeah, she only made one movie between Scream 4 and Scream 6, which is called Custody.
Okay.
Did it do well?
Yeah.
It's a courtroom drama.
Oh.
Doesn't have budget listed, nor... Who else is in it? Viola Davis is the leader. Might have been all right.
Maybe it did all
like,
right
it's not,
then.
It's not like a...
Okay, maybe I feel like I saw a trailer for that. So, all right, okay.
Anyway.
But they found her for 6.
They found her for 6.
There
so
you
she
are.
Survives.
Where you been?
On a beach. Just around.
Yeah, I was at the beach that makes you uncontactable. So, she does get stabbed in 4. It's presumed she's dead, but you also don't see her die, so she's back.
Okay.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Then we roll into Scream 5, which is called Scream, which is, I think, where Jackson's like, this series
it's
is
so
confusing.
Mm-hmm. It's unapproachable.
So Scream 5, which is titled Scream, is set another 10 years after Scream 4. Mm-hmm. So things have changed. It does feature the original cast, who are all, at this point, still alive.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to get into... Look, I would... Like, this would be stupid to be, like, spoilers, but Scream 5 is only...
Like a year old?
Less than a year old at this point. And there's a lot of like twists and stuff. I'm going to talk about all of it. So if you want to watch Scream 5, maybe don't listen to the rest of this, but also
look.
Do whatever you want. So in Scream 5, the two main characters, the Carpenter sisters, Tara and Sam.
Are we meant to know who they are?
Well, you're about...
We're about to know who they are?
They're the two in the trailer that you just watched.
Okay. I thought they might have been in subsequent screams that you'd spoken about. No. And I was like,
well, like
did
the Scream TV series, like, maybe?
No, don't worry about the Scream
TV
series.
I forgot it existed.
It has nothing to do with the movies at all. It's
done.
Like the Teen Wolf TV series.
I said,
series.
All right, done.
Yeah, yeah. No, because this is something that Jackson... I will not drop this because Jackson's pulled this up before me. Like, see, it's...
When do you watch the show?
It's like watching Teen Wolf and Teen Wolf 2. And being like, where do I watch the show? You don't. Dick knows. Hey, reference.
Fair enough.
So, Scream 5, the Carpenter sisters get attacked. General Ortega is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
So, Scream 6 is lucky because she's blown up because Scream 6 had bad blood because of something they did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Scream 5, General Ortega's character Tara gets attacked at the start of the movie, but she survives, which is different from most of the Scream movies because usually a big actor dies.
Yeah.
Anyway, movie progresses. Their friends are like, why are they attacking us? What's going on? And the movie starts to paint Sam like she is Ghostface because it's revealed that she is the illegitimate daughter of Billy Loomis.
Whoa!
Who starts coming to her in visions.
Whoa!
Who's the mother?
Who's think mama? It's just kind who's of mama? Like...
It's like, just don't worry about the mama.
Yeah, it's like he slept with someone when he was a... Because he dies at the end of Scream 1, but he slept with someone. Like, it's like, I think it's just like he cheated on
Sydney, right?
Sydney or like slept with someone at a summer party and didn't know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It was quite young in the first
one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 18.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, so then it turns out... So Sam is the daughter of Billy. Tara is like her half-sister, technically, but they've been raised as... daughters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sisters, I mean. Anyway, the twist in this is that... So, okay, well, there's two big things. Dewey...
Yeah.
Dead.
Oh, no!
Dewey gets fucking got. So he's
by
out
By Gale?
There.
She had enough?
Nah, by Ghostface.
Okay.
Ghostface is people that are angry at the Stab franchise.
Okay.
So they're Redditors.
Oh!
So they're like...
Okay.
They're like, I'm sick. Pretty much... And it's stab 8 as well, so yeah. It's all just a comment on The Last Jedi, yeah, which is
that's great.
Insane.
That's good stuff.
Like, they're like, Ghostface has a flamethrower and...
he should be using a knife like this.
Yeah.
And they stab real life. And there for them, a retired cop?
So yeah, they've both just been...
Okay.
I hate Star Wars.
Time to kill cops.
Kill a retired cop. Is he retired?
Is he still policing?
No, he's like, his life's fallen apart because Gail divorced him.
Okay.
She's famous.
He's sad, retired cop.
Yeah. He's very, like, he's reluctant, because Julia's the one that the sisters go to first, being like, hey, this happened to you, it's happening again. And yeah. He's like, I hate my life and I am so upset you've spoken to me. He lives in a caravan.
Uh-huh.
He's
all
eating
right.
cereal and is
that
retired.
Is sad.
And yeah. It's the middle of the day.
That is the saddest time to eat cereal.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He's, no, yeah. I think he's in like a stained shirt.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, so Redditors have done this one.
Huh? Okay, Redditors have done this.
So Redditors have done this, and they went after the Carpenter sisters because they knew that one of them was the secret daughter of
yeah, so they intend Billy
to,
Loomis.
Yeah, so they intend to do what the movie did. I think Sam, because Amber is one of the killers.
Yeah.
Who was the name I haven't said, so don't worry.
Oh, thank God.
So Amber and Richie are the killers in 5.
Okay.
They're Redditors. Mm-hmm. Amber is, I think, Sam's best friend, so I think knows the secret. So her plan is basically being like,
okay,
you've got an evil dad, so there's bad in you.
Yeah,
you
so this. I'm going to, yeah.
I
all right.
hate Star Wars, so I'm going to hunt down Han Solo's.
Yeah.
Sorry, not Han Solo. Harrison Ford's illegitimate
child. And killed
and
them.
Killed. Okay.
With the lightsaber.
That'll learn them.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All
right. Anyway, now we're at Scream 6, the movie we want to talk about. We're only 20 minutes into the episode.
Okay.
25. Right. So in the trailer, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening, which is pretty exciting.
It's in New York, which I like. Mm. Or in the city. I don't know if it's New York.
It is New York.
Because I feel like it used to happen really often that slasher movies would go to the city. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it hasn't happened for a long time. So I'm glad we're back.
Jason takes Manhattan.
Yeah, he full on took Manhattan.
Wait, where?
Yeah, that's a good... it's good stuff. So there's a lot going on here that seems to be revitalizing the Scream franchise.
Yep. Yeah, go on.
Ghostface has a gun now.
Yeah, Ghostface has a gun, which is exciting. And at
well,
first,
he took a gun from a lad, then shot another the same guy with that said gun.
But then he's walking around with a shotgun.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
The same shotgun or different shotgun?
It's the same scene. It's the same gun.
That bit. But then before, like,
when you blink, it doesn't mean it's a new scene.
You said that he has another gun in a different scene.
Yeah, you said in a different scene he had a gun.
Yeah, I think I was mistaken.
Oh, okay.
He has a knife, but then he stabs a guy and then he has a gun.
I like when he gets shot in the cupboard. And doesn't die. What's that about? Is he magic now?
Well, a lot of people have been really excited about this trailer, but there is big alarm bells in this one.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's different. He's different than before.
Mm.
Never he's faced got a lad like
a scream
before.
Like me.
Yeah.
He's got what looks like a bat lair, a Batman lair, a cave thing.
Well,
a shrine, if you will, to all his dead Robins.
Yeah. Well, here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And the fact that Scream 5 was about Star Wars made me think maybe I'm correct on this. Maybe this one's about the MCU.
Maybe.
And these are big nerds, and that's not like a, this is my lair full of my Scream equipment. It's like a guy's Funko Pop collection, basically.
Yeah.
Maybe
they also haven't made a comment on, like, society's obsession with true crime yet.
Oh, yeah.
But Halloween did.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the direction they're going
I
here.
I think it's more MCU-y.
Yeah.
Maybe,
do you reckon
yeah.
the killer will say, well, they can't say MCU because it'll be about stab.
MSU? The Marvel Stab Universe?
No.
Oh, yeah, there might be like spin-offs of like, you know, did you know that
Stab's gone woke.
Like, we have Stab and
Stab
Slash.
MCU. There we go.
Yeah, perfect.
Beautiful.
They put all the heroines from the stab movies on the screen at the same time make me stab myself.
I'm a kill guy in a subway now, okay?
So,
yeah.
Sydney's not in this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Due to Neve Campbell getting fucked by the producers of this film.
Oh, I see.
She was like, hey, I'm the lead of five of these movies. Yeah. Pay me more. And they said, no.
Okay.
And then Dad Scooby was on like, hey, maybe give him more money. Yeah. Did like Tom Cruise take a pay cut for like Maverick?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So come on now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
It didn't help. But, didn't do anything.
Jenna Ortega did a fun dance in Wednesday, and everyone loves her, so everyone's forgotten that
Neve got
fucked
it's
over.
Pretty good fun dance.
Yeah, that's a Wednesday dance. She did that in the old one, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah,
it's not the same dance.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay, well, I have not seen Wednesday.
And then even
you haven't seen that clip?
No.
Whoa.
I've seen the old clip where she's dancing with, what's his name? The butler.
Lurch.
Lurch, that's the one. I kept wanting to say Frankenstein, but that's wrong. Yeah. No, I've not seen the dance.
Yeah. Have you been on the internet?
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Like, I thought I was disconnected. Huh.
Yeah, I'm
she
not.
She doesn't dance.
Where would I see it?
Instagram?
No.
Do you Instagram go on
TikTok? Reels? No, I'm not on TikTok. I do Instagram Reels.
Yeah, I figured it would be on Instagram.
I'm not seeing it on Instagram Reels.
Facebook Reels.
Oh, wait, hang on. If it's on TikTok... What, like a few months back or like last month?
It'll be on Facebook soon.
he'll get on Insta Reels and like...
Oh, no, it's already been all over Instagram.
Well, I missed it.
On,
but that's because my algorithm just for some reason gives me pornos and guys cutting steaks up, so...
You could not be happier with that algorithm, surely.
It's pretty good.
You just
it's
need to
pretty
add a
good
couple
and sometimes
of videos.
Industrial disasters. Like
hat
trick. I've trained that algorithm well. It'll be like an ass jiggling.
Yeah.
It'll be like a guy chopping a steak up really neatly, and then it'll be like a water tower collapsing onto a car.
Another perfect day on the internet for me, Jackson Bailey.
That's all I need. What's the point of watching anything else?
Well, let me tell you what the point of watching other stuff is. There's a really good compilation of people eating shit when they're skateboarding on Instagram.
That
there's
sounds a lot, good.
There's a lot of Instagram pages just dedicated to...
I got to track that down.
Yeah, so my algorithm's
track that
a lot
algorithm,
of...
Yeah.
Although for a little bit, my YouTube algorithm was just real live rollercoaster disasters when people died. So I was like, oh...
It's an easy rabbit hole to fall into. The best industrial disaster I saw recently was these guys were meant to blow up. They were like three towers of some variety in some factory. And it was like countdown 3, 2, 1. And they like press the plunger or whatever they do. And the tower starts collapsing. And then all these other guys are like, no. Because it was the wrong tower.
Oh,
that was awesome.
That is awesome.
Imagine watching that collapse and being like, I am the most fired a person has ever been ever.
Yeah.
There's no bouncing back. Okay.
Anyway, Scream 6.
We're back, baby. 2023. What's Scream doing in New York?
Well, let's talk about that. Like,
so it's hunting down the Carpenter sisters.
Synopsis of the film that has been like released, like that, like two sentencing is. Yeah. Everyone's moved to New York for a fresh start because Woodsboro is fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, so the Scream series has what been set over
25 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've had five mass murders where a guy's worn a mask.
Yeah,
that's
That's a lot.
Up. I don't know how they're going to explain Sydney not being involved. I imagine Gaia will be like, leave Sydney out of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's had her, yeah. It'd be the Fast and the Furious method.
Yeah.
She's beyond this. She's left. Mm-hmm. Don't bring it back
so
into her life.
There's been no, like, so there's no chance this is going to be like a bit of a fake out. And that
Sydney is the killer.
It. Whoa. Oh, no.
Like Sydney's in it in some way or capacity or like as a stinger near the end or something like that.
If they've made peace with her, there is, I guess, a chance of a post-credits tease that they would have filmed later, but I don't think so because she, like Neve Campbell was pretty
cut.
And like rightfully so.
Fair enough. Absolutely.
I'm team Neve here. Pay her more money.
Yeah, absolutely. She's the star.
Scooby-Doo's dad is also weighing in on that because he was also meant to be... he was meant to come back. So the original version of Scream 3, he was going to be back.
Oh, really? Huh.
He basically, would have been in an asylum. Like, it survived, but they'd been like, don't tell.
Don't tell anybody.
Like, in, like, witness protection, because he was, like, you know. I think they were just going to go down the route of, like, he was mentally unwell, so he went into an asylum.
Now he's okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay.
But instead, they were like, we don't want to put teens in this movie or a school because of what happened in the real
in
life. Let's make it the movies.
Clever. Okay. Yeah.
So Dewey's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Gail will be the only original cast member in this film, so she'll almost certainly die.
Yeah, sure.
Could be the killer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sick of...
being in these movies.
There's a scene in the trailer where it's maybe one of the Carpenter sisters, I don't know, and there's a bunch of other people that are just there, and like we got to lure him in or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Lure the killer in.
Oh, yeah, they've just decided they're just going to flat out kill the killer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm wondering, is this kind of like, again, is this a weird, like, superhero MCU kind of like, hey, we're kind of poking fun at that.
Yeah.
So they're coming together. They're sort of like, you know, this team.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And since, like, you know, most of Marvel films is a evil version of the good guy.
Yeah.
Like, will we have maybe, like, say, a good version of Ghostface?
Well, I was wondering that too. Yeah.
So
they're gonna...
like all the people that are dressed up like Ghostface, maybe the survivors or maybe the people that are trying to hunt him down.
Yeah. Okay.
So. The other people I forgot to mention that because they did the whole like legacy sequel thing in 5. So the other two friends that you pop up in the trailer are twins and they are Randy's niece and nephew.
Okay. Sure.
So they didn't do the secret kid again thing. They were just like,
they're whatever. Don't worry about it. How many Ghostface killers are there going to be in this movie? Because I think it's more than two.
I reckon there's going to be more than two.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be like five. I think it's going to be a...
Five?
Yeah. I was going to say nine.
I think it's going to be a...
Nine?
I think it's going to be a bunch of dudes.
Show you're working for how there's going to be nine, knowing that every twist in all of the Scream movies is like... one or two people have a plan to team up and do this, and they always have more than one so they can get away with it. Nine. What's their motivation? Like,
well, I'm just like thinking about the glass display cases, the Funko Pops.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of there. I didn't count them. I assumed nine, and that's my math. That's my working. I was like, there was a bunch of them. I didn't count.
I reckon
that was about nine. I'm going to say nine.
I also didn't count, but I did listen to what was going on in the trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they were the costumes from the previous murders.
Yeah. Like, he's making a collection or some shit.
Yeah.
There hasn't been nine yet. Yeah. No, but there hasn't.
There's been nine killers.
Yeah, there hasn't. Well, actually, there's been. There's been exactly nine.
Yes.
There's going to be nine ghost faces in this movie. Lock it in.
Well, there might be.
That scene on the subway,
they're all real. Yeah, there has been. Yeah, there's been five. There's been nine ghost faces because only one of them, there's only been one.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. There you go. You nailed it out the gate, dude. Nine killers. Lock it in.
I mean, there might be nine costumes. There's not going to be nine killers.
I think there's going to be at least more than two. I get the vibe, and I don't really know why, that this is not like... this is like a club, almost, of like ghost stab super fans or whatever.
let's stab for real.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Who are like, or like, Stab's lost its edge. It's gone woke or whatever. We need Stab to get back to the what it was really about at the beginning. And then, it's, yeah, just a bunch of... It's kind of like, I guess, the Reddit thing again. It's just in a different direction.
Mm.
That's the vibe I'm getting from the movie. Yeah.
So what was the commentary that the previous one was talking about?
It was just like, it was like toxic fandom.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So and it was like poking fun of like people being like because like
they're so
just,
obsessed
like,
with
like it's a movie.
Yeah. Who cares? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Who cares?
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real life dramas. From one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
So what do we think the meta commentary on like Marvel stuff is going to be? Just like it's become homogenous, it's become kind of samey. It's going to be like it's all spectacle, nothing else. Like
yeah, I guess
it is
tricky
about
because
movies, or is it going to be about like the fans of said movies?
Yeah, yeah, it is tricky because if they were going the same, because you basically want to make the same point, I suppose, that Five did, where you're like, grow up, it's a movie. Who cares? You know what I mean? But
so I don't think it's not. I reckon it might just be about like how. Like I guess maybe the MCU is sort of dominating how movies are
made.
How we're kind of just kind of you know either like paint by numbers as it were, or like a very specific formula.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Becoming creatively bankrupt, so you know the things you have to do for a paycheck. I don't know.
Maybe it's gonna be Stab movies are stupid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill everyone involved so they stop making them.
Okay.
But I guess
starting with the real survivors of the tragedies these movies are based on.
They definitely won't make another movie if a real life guy dies.
I've misunderstood the Stab movies.
I hate them. Well, I guess yeah, it has to be something to do with like fandom or super fan because they're a fan of Ghostface.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that going to be a true crime thing? Maybe. Maybe they're going to make a. I almost said Gatesy, which is not his name.
Goatsy?
No.
Also not Goatsy. Oh, I saw that recently. Yeah.
Banksy.
John Wayne Gacy.
Gacy, I see.
But what I actually meant was
John Wayne Goatsy.
It's John Wayne Goatsy.
Did you mean Dahmer, but not the Greg?
No,
Dahmer? You mean the
Jeffrey Dahmer? Jeffrey Dahmer and Greg?
John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer and Greg.
We're back, baby.
We're back. 2033 is our year.
You can take these ideas to the bank. I did mean Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Maybe it's going to be like, because like that Netflix series came out. Because this script will be fresh.
Yes,
considering
very true, actually. Good
it
point.
Only got greenlit. Like this time last year.
Well, then, yeah, maybe we're going to get a situation where exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got me hot and piping. Maybe it'll be exactly a commentary on that Dharma documentary where they'll be like, documentary, the series, where they're like, Ghostface is, whatever Ghostface they pick, is misunderstood or whatever. And you're actually the bad guys we're killing.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, that's kind of what the...
I finished the job that Ghostface started.
Yeah, he was right or whatever. Like, he was misunderstood. It was, you know, whatever. Because that's what that whole series was like. Oh, really? Maybe Dahmer. Maybe he was a product of... No. He full-on poured oil into people's brains or whatever. That's beyond misunderstood. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be the direction
maybe
they
if
go.
If you watched reels on TikTok, on Instagram about buildings exploding, that would have made him...
makes you normal.
Yeah.
That's what my therapist says.
Yeah.
I think watching all of those has made you normal, Jackson. You don't need me anymore.
Actually, maybe I'm going to become a therapist and just be like, right, okay, here's my therapy. So you don't need to tell me anything about yourself. Just hand me your phone, open up your social media of choice. I'm going to look at what...
What
algorithm's giving
you? What does your algorithm say about you?
There's three things you need to get mentally well. Us, steak, and industrial disasters. That's a cornerstone of my style as a therapist. But yeah, maybe they've gone that. That's the sort of like the thing they're commenting on is.
Yeah.
Or maybe the most recent Stab movie that's come out has presented the Ghostface killer in a kind of weird, sympathetic light.
Yeah.
And so then all of these people are like, whoa, actually, maybe he was right to kill those people.
Yeah, like Ghostface was right.
Yeah, maybe that'll be like Thanos
was right. Yeah. Marvel again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, yeah, maybe that's kind of what they're commenting on, that kind of like weird thing that people love to do where they're like, this obviously really bad guy.
Maybe they're good.
Okay. I ain't got no reading comprehension whatsoever, and I think he's a good guy.
Maybe it'll be a comment on media literacy.
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
The world, goddamn. Needs one.
Oh, it sure does.
I can imagine that, you know, maybe that's why all of these people who have suffered at the hands of the Ghostface killer have come together, because they're like, did you see the latest Stab film? That's fucked up. That's not what happened. Or do you see what the internet's saying about us? Like, is the, you know...
What could it be? What seems to be, like, a lot of films and media is currently doing, or maybe a couple of them, where it's like, at what point... Is violence not the question? It's just the answer.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, at what point are we just like, have we copied? You know, when our oppressors are.
Mm-hmm.
When should we rise up? Should we like, we're rising up now.
That'll be a tricky thing for Scream to do, knowing that the victims are teenage girls.
Yeah.
And
but
then.
It seems to me that they're like, well, we're going to lure him in and kill this motherfucker.
Oh, no. That part. I thought you meant like, that's the motivation of Ghostface.
No, that's going to be
a really hard sell.
I'd need all the threads.
General Tager is like 21 years old, but she can.
You're my oppressor. What? What? Scream? No, yeah, but
the survivors or they're being like, Scream's we're just doing this. Scream's just straight off the bat. We're not running.
Yeah. I know that because this isn't a Hollywood sex party or someone not putting out or whatever, so they probably haven't remembered this. But Scream...
Or someone just plasters the wall with, you know...
With their own cum. That's, man.
What about the chainsaw pubes? Do you remember that part?
Yes, I do.
Chainsawing the pubes.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. That's really cool.
That is good. That's real good. No, well, all the Scream movies are like, no, shoot this person in the head twice.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, it's just shoot them in the head once, but it's like, if you do not shoot them, they will get back up.
Okay.
So, like, that's, because it's one of the rules. If you want to survive, you got to shoot them in the head.
What about this? Okay, maybe, because I was thinking about the scene where lady's on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Gail.
Thank you. He's on the phone and she's talking to the Ghostface killer, but then obviously she's talking to a separate Ghostface killer because the other Ghostface killer is killing, right? Maybe there'll be like an organization, like you can kind of go back to the club thing again, where there's somebody like...
The Rorschach thing from the Watchmen TV show, unless you haven't seen Watchmen, in which case that's going to be really hard for you to understand.
I've seen the Watchmen movie and read the comic book.
No. You need to see the TV series, which is...
pretty good.
It's good.
I hear it's great. I should watch it. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
There's
like,
a Rorschach club.
Yeah, well, maybe something like that. It's like a Ghostface club, and there's this somebody sort of manipulating all of these Ghostfaces out to do their bidding or whatever, and that's the person who's on the phone, you know. I don't know, as an option.
Could be a comment on radicalization.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was thinking, like, you know.
Kind of what they tried to do like with Batman changes. And... The Riddler?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It could be a thing where it's even like, you know, it's like you're in this ghost face club.
Yeah.
And it's just one person, a couple people who are like doing it, but it's like, hey, you know, go to this locker, open with this key, you're fine, blah, blah, blah. There's the ghost face mask, put it on. All right, now you got to go here.
Yeah.
And then while you're doing that, I'm going to distract Gail and then you stab.
Yeah, that could be the direction they kind of go. Maybe it's a comment on like, like bad... On like Andrew Tate's of the world, you know what I mean? Which is kind of the same Batman thing, really, I guess. Yeah. Why do you think when she shot Ghostface Killer, he didn't die?
Because he wasn't standing on like the door.
He was in the cupboard, though, where the bullets went.
Was it a cupboard or was it like...
It was a cupboard.
Or was it just another room?
I'm pretty sure it was just another room.
I thought it was another room, dude.
I think she was shot. And also,
why would he be? Because he was chasing her.
Why would he be in the cupboard?
Did he go to a cupboard to hide?
I think he was in the cupboard to jump out at her, but he did run away into the cupboard.
Also, how many times have you seen a movie where they shoot into a wall? And then you're like, that definitely got them. And then it's just the person ducked.
Yeah, I suppose.
It happens in every action movie.
I suppose that's, fair enough.
I would assume either, he ducked or he was... Stand aside.
It was, yeah, well, yeah. If it's in another room, yeah, okay, fair enough. If it's in a cupboard, we don't know.
A ghoul. Some kind of magical ghoul, I guess.
Yeah. We explored the ghoul angle.
Yeah, well, he, or the ghost face that we've seen, they do dodge a shotgun blast.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty, he's quick.
Yeah, he is quick.
There's also just a chance that he's going to be revealed, because like this ghost face seems slightly higher tech than you.
Yeah.
It'd be something like he's just wearing body armor.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
What do we think the chances of magic? Or like some kind of spooky ghoul magic?
Nah, because that's not...
It would be pretty much... It would be a left turn for
I would also just think that, it would wreck the franchise, but also we're not in that era of horror movies. It
would be a weird comment
now.
Yeah, very true.
So is it more this... Do you think this ghost face is very gadget heavy? Like, is this a... sort of like
gadget knife,
like Batman type, like is it Nemesis, the hey I'm Mark Millar, what if Batman was a piece of shit actually the Joker?
Thanks for asking that, Mark Millar. No, I've been wondering, do you have a story about what if Superman was bad?
I'd like to know about that too.
Hang on what if Flash,
yeah,
hear me out. Bad.
Whoa!
Hey, Mark Millar, what do you reckon it would be like to be a real-life superhero? Would it be bad?
Oh, yeah!
Mark Millar,
I got some ideas.
You truly are a genius. Well, maybe the Ghostface Killer will be... What about this? Maybe it's somebody using the Ghostface Killer like look or whatever to kind of enact a kind of weird vigilante justice or something New York City, and then the survivors are like, that's fucked up. This guy killed people we know and attacked us or whatever, and they're trying to stop him. But this Ghostface Killer is like, no, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You trying to stop me is bad. I'm going to try and stop you.
So Samara Weaving, Australia's own, is cast in this film but doesn't have a character name yet.
Oh, yeah.
There's a chance she'll just be playing a friend or whatever.
Mm.
But she has a dangerous energy about her.
Okay.
I'm calling it now. She's a Ghostface Killer.
Whoa.
Without me knowing anything about her character, just that she's cast.
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean you put out your phone? You're probably trying to.
I'm just looking at IMDb, some of the cast, and be like, all right, let's
who could be the killer?
Who could be the killer?
Yeah, that's Samara Weaving.
Oh, yeah.
Show us.
She's from Ready or Not.
Yeah.
But also, she was made famous in. Was it?
I don't know.
Was either Home and Away or Neighbors? Mm. Home and Away.
Yeah. Could be the killer. Could be the killer.
She's also in 3 Billboards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Unless this internet is lying to me, which it has before.
Oh, Flash Thompson from Spider-Man's in it. Okay.
Maybe he's a Ghostface killer.
Hey. Has he been in other Ghostfaces? And by that, I mean Scrims.
Who? Sorry, I got distracted because...
Flash Thompson?
No, he's new.
Yeah, Ghostface.
Yeah, he could. He's got good Ghostface.
I got distracted
because
Samara Weaving, after she left Home and Away, was one of the leads in a show called Smilf.
What is that? Supermother, I'd like to fuck?
Single.
Still awesome.
Well, on IMDb, there's just someone called the actor Max Lefrary, and he plays Ghostface. I hope that is a spoiler.
All right. Well, there you go.
Wait. Wait, what was the name?
Matt Lefrary.
Max Lefrary.
Max Lefrary?
Let's see.
This guy.
He's not in this cast listing I'm looking at all.
Huh. Well.
Roger L. Jackson does the voice of Ghostface, but he's done the voice of Ghostface the whole time.
This guy is a stunt performer.
Okay, so
he's probably doing the stunts.
He's
doing
the ducking and the weaving.
He's doing the getting shot in a cupboard or whatever. Yeah.
Who's Jack Chan? Oh my God, Spider from Avatar 2 is in Scream 6.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I was like, who's Jack Champion? That name seems familiar.
That's awesome news. Okay, he's going to be the new face of the franchise.
His character's called Evan.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Spider is also in Avengers Endgame.
What?
As a kid on bike. Meaning that he is in 2 of the top 5 highest grossing films.
Is he the kid
time?
On the bike where Ant-Man is going back to his house when he's like, everything is covered in garbage and ruin?
Yeah,
it must be. That's the only time I can imagine a kid on a bike.
I don't know. That's a real opportunity in that movie for a kid to ride by on a bike. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to our boy Spider.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love you.
We love you, Spider.
We love you, Spider.
And we'll see you.
Yeah, we see. Yeah, we see you. We see you.
We'll be seeing you again in Scream 6.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at like some of the.
The fact that there is a cast member from the MCU makes me think this probably won't be an attack on the MCU.
Yeah, I mean, he's not really from the MCU, though. He's
from Sony's MCU. The MCU adjacent. And we do know that the. Well, Marvel love to play pranks on Sony.
What do you mean?
Well, because for Spider-Man.
Oh, I forgot we were talking about Flash Thompson. I thought you were talking about the kid in the bike.
Well, both of them.
Well, yeah, but he's like not like a major player in the MCU.
Flash Thompson, I forgot,
was in this movie.
But he's not. It's not like he's in Venom.
He's in the Spider-Mans, and
which
the,
are very MCU.
But they also seem to be playing like an awful lot of pranks on Sony.
But how is that a prank on Sony?
Well, I'm just saying he's not like tied to the actor.
Yeah.
What's his name? Tony Rivioli?
Yeah, it's a good name.
It's a very good name.
He's not. It doesn't seem as tied to, say, you know, the MCU, like, say, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, if they had, say, you know,
Chris Evans.
Flash Thompson's the face of the MCU is good. He's my face of the MCU.
You
do need a new guy.
The last scene in the MCU that I think he was in was that great green screen photo shot where he took a phone call or whatever.
He's like, I'm best friends with Spider-Man. What, he's under arrest? Never met him. I've published a book.
All right, let's do swings for the fences. Do you reckon we're there?
Yeah, we're there.
Oh, we're there. We're there. It's swing for the fences time.
Gail is the Ghostface.
Oh, okay. Ghostface is magic.
Okay. I've picked a character as being Ghostface that we see in the trailer attacked by Ghostface with a gun.
Yeah.
And you've gone for Ghostface's magic.
Yeah.
Man Scooby is in it, and he's gonna be everyone's gonna think maybe that he is the Ghostface, but then he gets got by a Ghostface.
Oh.
This is big from all of us again. So we've picked an actor that has been outspoken against the franchise.
Magic. Sydney's going to be back.
Sydney's back.
Okay. Yeah. They resolved it.
They resolved it.
I'm excited for this movie. It looks better than Scream 5, and I liked Scream 5. So.
If we're going to see this movie, and I assume we are, I got to watch the screams.
Yeah. Do you need me to write out a list of what order?
So if we start with
Scream 1,
okay,
which is called
Scream,
and then we go on to
Scream 2,
yes,
and then we just follow it, of course, by
just Scream,
wrong,
Scream 3,
yes,
Hollywood Scream,
yeah,
Danger Scream,
no,
oh my God.
I understand.
Scream 4?
Yes.
Danger Scream?
Yes.
When do I watch the TV show?
Don't watch the TV show.
Okay. Scream 5?
No, that just...
Yeah.
Because he's just added a new movie into...
Wait, so Scream and Scream 5 are the same?
Yeah.
When did I say Scream 4?
No, you said...
Jackson? I get it.
What do you mean?
Confusing.
There is only one confusing entry, and it's Scream 5, which is just called Scream.
And I watch the series when again?
When do I do this?
You watch all fucking 6 seasons of Teen Wolf or whatever, and you subscribe to MTV Plus, and you have a fucking grand time.
Okay.
Teen Wolf is angsty and horny now. It was always horny.
Yeah, it was always...
They're making a movie... Oh, here's confusing Teen Wolf news. They're making a Teen Wolf movie based on the TV series, which has nothing to do with the movie Teen Wolf.
And so I don't need to watch Teen Wolf 2.
Do I need to watch Teen Wolf at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You gotta watch Teen Wolf 2 where Jason Bateman is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Teen Wolf.
Because he's like the cousin or something of original Teen Wolf.
Yeah, they all got the wolf disease.
You watch it, you let me know.
Okay. So it's gonna go Scream, Teen Wolf, Scream 2, Scream 3, Scream 4, Teen Wolf 2, Teen Wolf TV show, Scream TV show, Scream 5, just Scream, then Scream 6 in the cinema, then the Teen Wolf movie in the cinema.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, I think I get it now.
How many Scream movies do you reckon you'll watch between now and this movie getting released? I'm going to guess zero.
I would say probably it is going to be zero.
Yeah, it's going to be zero. I guess it's going to be zero and I'll see this by myself.
I think you might be right.
I saw Scream 5, aka just Scream, in the cinema by myself. That was pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, this is all right.
That's nice.
I remember it was a hot day because it was January and I was sitting in a cool cinema and I had a big Pepsi Max.
That sounded good.
That sounds nice. And just before we wrap up, it's a quick question, Jack. We've been off for like, what, 2 months now?
Yeah.
Coming up to three, I reckon. And yeah, we have a bit of downtime. It's been hot.
It has been hot.
You know, especially like where we are. And there's not really much to do except maybe either, you know, sit in a pool or stay inside where it's maybe a bit cooler.
Yeah, it is nice to have with the aircon.
How's Shang-Chi viewing going?
I'll watch Shang-Chi in the holidays, and then when we come back, we can do an episode on it.
We can do an episode on it. Yeah, that is what I said. That is what I said. That's true.
Do you understand what's happening? Oh, yeah. You're going to need to watch it before Quantumania, which comes out very soon.
Well, I'll watch it before Quantumania.
Okay, I think you've got a week and a half.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Lock it in. In the next week and a half, I'm watching Shang-Chi. Okay. That's my promise to you.
Yeah.
I think the odds of me watching Shang-Chi are higher than me watching the Scream movies. Certainly. Yeah, I think, agree on that.
I think the odds of you doing either of them are zero. And I guess while we're cleaning house and it being like we're back, I did say I'd read all of the Trouble comics because we got sent them. I read two issues and was like, this is dumb, but I'm having a good time.
That's
and then
good.
I didn't read the other three, but I will. Next time we do an episode, I will have read all of them. And I'll be like, and then we'll do a based reaction to Trouble.
Oh, and all then right. While we're keeping track, because there's been some like big promises from some boys in this studio. How's that Firefly watch
that's
going?
That's right.
Yeah.
How's the greatest TV show of all time, Firefly, happening? You said you watched that, didn't you?
I will never watch Firefly, and I'm sorry.
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. I will read Trouble.
And we've been the BS Boys.
And we're back. 2023, baby.
It's a year.
It's like we never left. This is the first podcast we've recorded together in over a month. Can you tell? I can't.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.